What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Aaron Boone told Talkin' Yanks Luis Gil expected to begin a rehab assignment on Sunday and confirms that he'll be built up as a starter. So I don't know where the
about
questions
a month.
Were about
that's
that.
What sounds, that's what I'm hearing. That's okay, what it sounds
so
like. Build him up.
All right, that's not bad.
No.
Well, build him back up to a starter, so they're not going to use him out of the pen. Obviously, the Yanks need pen help, which I'm assuming they're going to get. Probably third baseman. But if Gil comes back in that starting rotation, all of a sudden it starts to look a little bit better.
Yes.
Then the question before, the caller mentioned about DeGrom and Suarez, and we had the question before, would that be enough? Your issues with the Yankees are deeper than just bringing a third baseman, bringing another starting pitcher. So even if the Yankees went and got Suarez and DeGrom, which would be astronomical, and assuming they got another bullpen arm, but a lesser arm, that would be an astronomical return. Do you think that that would fix their issues?
I mean, I know Suarez hits. I've got to honestly look into his defense a little bit more. Let's see.
Either way, he'd be an upgrade at third because even if you lose a little defensively,
yeah,
he'd make up for it offensively. But what about the other stuff?
No,
what about
the Volpe's still an issue.
Right. What
still
about the outfield fit, whether it's Dominguez or not, the DH stuff?
Well, the outfield, again, I'm going to just for now suspend what I say about selling certain players,
even though I
still want to get rid of some. But just to answer your question, you've got an outfield of Judge, Grisham and Bellinger.
Right.
And a DH tandem, lefty-righty platoon of Dominguez and Stanton with Suarez.
Right.
And with Jazz at second.
And you could have a first base platoon with Rice and Goldschmidt.
I think you probably win the division. I'm still not looking at a championship team yet.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, the...
That's a lot that they got to do, though.
Oh, well, they're not doing that. I mean, they can get Suarez. They're not getting DeGrom.
And
DeGrom is...
If they do this, they're not doing it.
But let's say, forget DeGrom for a second. Even if they got Suarez, which I do think is realistic. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I think it's realistic. The Yankees need a third baseman. We all know it. They know it. Like, the only issue was, do they want to maybe look for a second baseman to keep Jazz at third? That was the issue, you know, before Jazz started complaining about it, before he couldn't make the throw to first base. So we know the Yankees are waiting for the market to develop here. They're going to go get a third baseman. As a matter of fact, if I had a bet on it blindly right now, without any sources or any intel, I would bet they're going to go get Suarez. He's the clear third baseman that's going to be available, you would think. The Yankees are going to be swinging for the fences, being aggressive. That would be the guy. By the way, there's the Mets could potentially be interested in him as well.
I know.
Now, I did hear Andy Martino was talking about this on SNY, saying the Mets are going to be aggressive. Anyway, we'll get to the Mets coming up at 11. Point is, let's say the Yankees get Suarez at third. You could still have that alignment in the outfield with Bellinger, Grisham, Judge, platoon DH with Dominguez and Stanton, and have Ben Rice and Goldschmidt platoon at first. Jazz at second, Volpe at short is the weak link.
Yeah.
But you live with that. You Suarez at third, Wells a catcher.
I'm just not sure that those platoons are going to come to fruition. It sounds good on the radio. Are they going to do it? If they actually were open to that, then I think that that's very appealing.
Now, so that's one piece being added with Suarez there. Now you'd have to fix the bullpen because Weaver's a massive, massive
He's a mess right now.
Massive problem. Yep. Do you think he's going to get right? That's a whole different thing. But if
honestly, so I have no idea. He's had one really good year. I mean, where's the 5-6 years of evidence? There isn't. I like him. I think he's got great moxie. That's why I liked him a year ago. But Sal, he is getting lit up.
Can't rely on him. But I do think Williams has stabilized himself back there, and they would get another arm, let's say, in this equation. And then the other question is the starting rotation. Like, forget DeGrom, but you have Freed, Rodon,
Will Warren.
Warren, I know you like him better than I do. I know he's got nasty stuff, but...
Schlittler.
And then the possibility of Heel coming back. You don't want Stroman anywhere near the mound.
No. So I'll take him as a 5-6 inning guy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Like get an out or two?
That can be.
Well, I mean, listen, I mean, geez, I mean, at that point, the payroll's 320. That could be what? That could be championship worthy. It should be.
All we had was Suarez here and a bullpen arm.
Well, okay, let's focus on Suarez for 1 second. We know he hits bombs. We know he posts every day. A couple of years ago, he played 162. Last year, he played almost 160. And so far, he's played, I think, 89 of 90. You know what else he does? Strikes out a ton. He led the league in strikeouts. Well, that's that. Yeah. an ass. So, Sal, in 2022, led the league in strikeouts. Yeah. In 2023, led the league in strikeouts. He struck out 214 times. And this year, he's on pace for another 200. So, yeah. Not that I wouldn't take him. Of course, I would take him over Peraza. Yeah. I mean, but you're facing good. This is championship vision. This is my problem. This is my fear, my concern. You're facing great pitching. Lights out, high leverage arms coming out of the pen, throwing 99 with six sliders. Is he making enough contact? Because if he doesn't run into balls that, you know, and fastballs that go over the fence, what does he bring in October?
Think about this now. Now that you just went a little bit further, because I didn't know that about all the strikeouts.
I didn't realize it was that high.
So do you think he's more likely to be a Yankee or less likely to be a Yankee knowing that? Dude, he fits exactly what they look for.
Put it this way, it's not going to be a deterrent to them, and that's part of the problem here.
Yeah, I think it's more likely you're going to get him now.
Yeah, yeah. Now, listen, I'd let their people do this. I mean, although I'm going to have to make sure they get it right. I might have to do my own little experiment. I'm not going to say that I think McMahon's a better defender or this guy. I have no idea, dude. I really would have to dive a little more deeply into that.
We know they don't like Arenado. That's a fact.
Yeah, that seems to have come. They didn't like him in the offseason, but it seemed the Cardinals were ready to ship him out. And we all kind of assumed Yanks will be there. Cardinals buy out some of the money. It's a good fit. Great fielder.
Puts
still
the bat on the
pop.
Ball.
He does. He does put the bat on the ball.
He fields it extremely well. Still an
elite fielder. Doesn't fit in. Puts the bat on the ball. Fields well. Not a good fit for the Yankees. So let's get the guy who strikes out 212 times.
But hits 30 plus.
And hits 30-something bombs. Listen, if you tell me McMahon's a better fielder, and he's got a few less home runs.
But he's also a strikeout machine, isn't he, McMahon?
But I don't know that anybody's a strikeout machine like Suarez. Yeah. He's led the league three times in the last 5 years.
Man, BT and Sal, the fan, 888.
But I'll take him.
Yeah. 888-808-1019. Milton calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Milton?
Hey, Milt.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's up?
Listen, I think the beginning of everything that's going wrong, and I believe this in my heart, is that Cashman, with all those years and experience, Hal listens to him. And he has convinced Hal that it's good enough to just get there and pray you win. When it used to be, it was championship or bust. So now Hal's sitting there, probably doesn't even want to do this. Just doing it because it was his father. He should sell the team. What's happening is it's fool's gold. Now, what happens is Sal is a Mets fan, and Sal wants what we have. That's consistency, making the playoffs every year. That is what a Mets fan wants. He wants to be considered one of those
teams.
Well,
I think that's what every fan wants, Milton.
Exactly. But what we notice is that it's fool's gold. It is fake. They're not going to win nothing because they build a bully team to win in the playoff in the regular season. You get enough money, you're going to win 90-plus in your sleep. And then they get to the playoffs, and they get exposed because they don't get contact hitters. I'm sick and tired of young Yankee fans and dumb Yankee fans that don't notice this, that it's fool's gold. Do not fall for it. This is a team that will slap around the little kid, but when the big guy comes in the yard, he wiggles. He goes away because it gets exposed. This team needs to change their philosophy. You got to stop getting 30, 40 home run guys. I don't care about home runs. I want guys that slap the ball around because you get into the playoffs, you need that.
Milton,
you need guys that are
pesky hitters. It would be a balance. See, that's my issue with the Yankees. They have a home run hitter in Judge, the greatest home run hitter in Judge. You want to throw in Stan as well? Okay, fine. You got two or even Bellinger. Like, it's not like they don't have home run hitters. So why do you need all home run hitters? And thank you for the call. It should be, okay, we've got these two or three guys that are going to be our power bats.
Yeah.
Now let's round out the roster with well-rounded ball players, guys that can put the bat on the ball, make some contact, run the bases, field. Mm-hmm. That's the way you build a team.
Well, you mentioned they're elite power hitters, but, you know, Wells suddenly has 13 or so. You know, Ben Rice has 14. Volpe, even though he's had a really rough season, Volpe's going to wind up 15, 16, 17, I would imagine. They've got enough pop. Grisham's obviously got, mid-teens here. It's just, Milton's premise about the philosophy is well-received. I think we all agree with that, Milt. I'm with you. But the problem is they're not going to change it in the middle of the season. And quite frankly, they're never going to change it or at least augment it and modify it until Brian Cashman is no longer running the show. And that's not going to happen right now either. So I guess the best case for me is to bring in some new blood and roll the dice and get rid of some dead weight, which is what I said yesterday.
Eddie's calling from Long Island. What's up, Eddie?
Eddie.
Yeah, I want to talk about the Yankees, about their bunting situation. They're horrible. If they would bunt with first and second and no out, they would definitely win some games, and especially that's why they're terrible in the extra innings. A man on second, you bunt. I was taught in Little League. That's a no-brainer. They drive me up a wall every time. That's why they lose extra innings. It's crazy.
Well, so, Eddie, how long have you been watching baseball here, my friend? I'm just curious.
My whole life.
Well, obviously.
I watched every Yankee game, and I played the game
for 25 years. Since when?
I've been in Little League since I'm 8 years old.
How old are you? I'm trying to get to. Eddie, how old are you?
7 years old.
Okay. Maybe they should start bunting more.
They have to bunt. Did you see that guy, Martin? When they played the Mets, there was two errors. The pitcher made an error, and the guy made a throwing error. Things happen when you bunt.
They had, apparently, a great bunter on their ball club last year, but they let him get away. As the Mets paid Juan Soto $765 million to lay down a bunt in the first inning.
Yes,
sacrifice
he did.
That. He did. And we didn't get to that yesterday, but Juan.
So selfless, huh? I'm not even messing around. That is, for a guy who wants to hit another, top tank bomb, try to stick it to the Yankees, to drop down a bunt,
you can't be bunting in that spot.
I got no problem with that. I know Benji didn't love it either. I have no problem with it.
I didn't see what
Benji
said.
They're giving you a hit. Take the hit.
You can't be bunting. Well, no, he's bunting to sack.
I know, but I'm saying in general, there was a sack. Now,
it led to a grand slam, so people can't go nuts about it. Juan Soto, dude. If I ever see that again, I am going to flip.
Pull up to him in the players' parking lot.
No, but you know me. Like, I'm the biggest Juan Soto fan that there is in this town.
Yeah.
You can't. Inexcusable. I'd rather hit. I'd rather you hit into a double play every single time in that exact situation than bunt.
I got a different situation for you because that is different to sacrifice, yeah. Okay?
Well, that's what Eddie was saying.
No, I got you. I got you. The sack is different, yeah. Even though it worked out with Nimmo. Got it. Let's say the Mets are down one run and it's either late September or try to chase down the Phillies, win the division, playoff series, whatever it might be, but it's a big spot. Mets are down one, top nine or bottom nine. They're at home. And Soto's leading off again. They're down to run against a good closer. Third baseman all the way back. You got a problem just pushing it down the line, getting on base, and keeping the train moving?
I mean,
it's a guaranteed hit.
Yeah. I'd rather him just walk in that spot.
Well, but there's no guarantee that he's going to walk.
But again, not all spots are equal, obviously. First inning, first and second, I'm thinking three-run homer, break this thing open. You lay down a bunt? What? Juan Soto bunting? So anyway, the Yanks let their big bunt to go. And news for everybody who loves the bunts, and that's a lot of the fan listeners and old-time callers, they need to bunt more. That's not going to fix everything. The issues run deeper. I think the Yankees' issues run a little deeper than the lack of bunting.
I would agree, unfortunately. But the other issue is it might make it worse because they don't know how to bunt.
Yeah, exactly right. These guys aren't taught that. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. We'll get to the Mets aspect of things when we come back. Continue with your Yankee calls as well. 888-808-1019.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.